the meeting. Can everybody please stand up? Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. Would you like to take role?
Sharon Stover.
Chris Starling.
Carol Peck.
Kimberly Burton.
Allison Bonanno.
Perfect. Okay. Public comment. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No decision, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within the jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any of the members of the board or council wish to extend the length of a presentation, they will be done by the chairperson or a majority vote. I would like to see if somebody would like to make a motion to approve September 27th minute meetings.
I make the motion to approve.
Okay. All right. Okay. For this evening, the agenda for October 11th, I would like to combine VS22-057 and UC22052. Anybody would like to?
I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda as stated.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Aye.
Okay, informational items. Applications, is that for you? Yeah,
okay. You can do it. Applications are available until November 15th, 2022 for appointments for the by the Clark County Board of Commissioners to serve on the Lone Mountain Citizens Advisory Council for a 2-year period beginning January 23rd. And I've got flyers here that have the QR code and the application.
Okay. All right, thank you. Planning and zoning. First item is VS220507, Funston Steve L. Separate Property Trust and Funston Steve L. Trust, vacate and abandoned easements of interest to Clark County located between Jensen and Conquistador and between Tropical and Bright Angel Way within Lone Mountain, as well as UC22-0520 Funston Steve L. Separate Property Trust and Funston Steve L. Trust. Use permit to allow an accessory building to exceed 1/2 the footprint of the principal building. Waiver development standards for the following to reduce the street landscaping along, reduce the street landscaping along the Collector Street and reduce access gate setbacks along the Collector Street in conjunction with a existing single family residence on a 1.0 acre in a RE RNP zone, generally located on the north side of Tropical, 130 feet west of Jensen within Lone Mountain.
Applicant? Hi, Sam Dunham, 4050 Dean Martin Drive. It's Dunham, D-U-N-N-A-M. I'm the civil engineer for the Funstons on this, addressing the vacation, which is your standard pad easements. So other than that, he's got a use permit for a garage on a parcel adjacent to his house. So this is him here in the area.
Let's go back to the easements. Where are the easements exactly? Do you have a picture of that, where the easements are, so we can see them?
33-foot pattern over here.
Okay. And that is the...
Here.
Okay. What street is that? Conquistador there, and then okay, I understand now. Anybody have a
Tropical Parkway?
Yep. So anybody have a question on the first one?
In between the, is it two parcels?
No. It's two parcels.
Okay.
Well, actually, as of Monday, it was one parcel now.
Okay.
Did a parcel map to combine, but there were patents here, leftover patents.
Okay. And this proposed is on the right side.
This right here.
Yes.
This right here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This. From his architect, does not show the existing residence. Here.
So it sits like that there.
Check.
Just as it is, okay.
Check.
Okay, so the bottom street is tropical. This is tropical, right?
Correct.
Yep, all right, cool, good deal.
Anybody else want to see it?
Okay, so, yeah, because my eyes aren't as good.
Mine too.
So the home here, this proposal area right here, and then this is the easement between the two. But since it's one parcel now, it's been put together, so you have to...
There's still patents.
Yeah, you still got to get rid of them.
Still got to get rid of them.
We're just cleaning them up.
That's all we're doing.
Yeah, it's a cleanup matter.
Okay. All right, so that's the first one. Anybody else have questions about the vacated and abandoned portion? No, okay. So then we'll go to the other portion, which is the accessory structure, etc.
Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Funston, and maybe he can explain it better to me. I'll start off and then he can add to it. He wants to build a garage adjacent to his house. And so it's a quite good size garage. This parcel was created so that he could buy it. Otherwise, these are 1 acre parcels that all front here on Jensen.
Okay.
And so if this were to be developed as a 1 acre parcel, this would be the side yard and the wall would be, you know, 6 foot from right away.
Correct.
So what he's asking for is really nothing that's uncommon in that area. In fact, it would mimic what's to the west of him. It would mimic what's south of him. It would mimic the wall location, what is east of him in several locations.
So the remainder of this, who owns that? Like, is that to be, was that subdivided and that's going to be a half
this,
acre parcel?
This is a half acre parcel and that's a 1 acre parcel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this eventually will be.
So you bought half of the 1 acre from somebody else?
Yeah.
From that guy to the east of you, is that? There it is. Okay. Reduce setbacks.
So there's no house on the property now.
No.
Just going to build a garage.
No, there's a house.
Oh, okay.
There's a house existing.
Oh, I see.
Wants to build this garage to go there.
Right there.
This goes there.
I see.
So where would be the reduction of the street landscaping? Or that's just the collector street that you're cleaning up? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Reduce access to that.
So
is this more of that the square footage of the garage is larger than what is?
It's over half of the house, yes.
Okay.
So he's asking for that. Now, exactly show me where the landscaping is that we're looking for to reduce. It's just this part right here?
It's this part right here.
We're looking to reduce that.
And they're putting a 6-0 planter there with the bed and the trees on private property.
And what is the county calling for that for landscaping that they want to? Reduce, or do we know? They reduced the street landscaping along the collector street. What's code there? We don't really have.
What are they reducing?
Well,
to show that they have some.
Sorry?
Everything's changing right now, so.
I know, but.
It is what it is, but it's in flux because we're talking about.
It's greater than what we're proposing, put it that way.
So then why reduce?
Why
oh, it's greater than what you're proposing.
That's
I apologize.
Correct. So we're reducing it to 6 feet.
And what is it supposed to be?
Honestly, I don't know. I didn't.
Nobody from the county knows.
10, but
this is in the RMP. Isn't it supposed to be 5, a sidewalk, a detached sidewalk, and then another 5?
This says reduce landscaping to 5 feet where a minimum of 6 feet is required.
Word. I saw
right
that, yes.
That.
But is that everything? And then a 24-inch box planted 20 foot apart, blah, 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 yes.
Reduce gate setback to 5 feet where 18 feet from the property line is required.
That's
and what's the collector street you're on there?
Did tropical.
Tropical.
Okay, you're going to have a U-shaped driveway?
Yes.
On tropical?
Yes. Well, yes. Through the gates, in and out.
So the reason why I believe they want the 18 foot so he can pull off the street safely, wait for the gates to open, and then continue going. So he's asking for 5 foot instead of the 18.
Yeah, these.
They did have one of those in the southwest for that reason with the gates to give it that frame.
Mm-hmm. So. I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Yeah, because tropical is getting busier. They did have one in the southwest part of town, and that's why that came up, was so that the gates would have room to open.
That's what the 18 right. foot is for initially,
yes.
Correct. So they ask you for a waiver on that.
So what kind of gates are they going to open?
They'll open in.
They're going to open in?
Yes, ma'am.
Are they going to slide or are they just going to open it.
Open in means do a double raise.
They're gonna slide.
Yeah, they'll just slide along the wall.
Yep.
But then these will slide in that way.
Gotcha.
Won't open in or out.
Right, so the gates aren't going in or out. Yeah, okay.
How much room do you have from the gate to edge of shoulder? You have 22 feet from shoulder, edge of asphalt, I guess?
I think.
Okay, so if you're off by 2 foot, you have 20,
yeah.
Plus or minus. So from edge of asphalt to the gate, you have 20 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
enough, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you're pulling it, that's a pretty safe distance.
Okay. All right, let's open it. Is she with you? Okay. But we'll still technically...
My only concern is when you have like the half acre on the corner and whoever develops on the half acre, because Tropical Parkway is becoming busier, if you bring it closer, if you reduce that and you're bringing the wall out closer, does that impede the person on the half acre from them getting a clear view coming in and out of their half property?
They'll probably come in on the side street.
They might, I don't know.
You could come in on
the... Jensen will be their address,
yeah.
Be their front door.
Front door, okay. Jensen.
Yeah, so yeah. They come in on the side street, they could exit on Tropical.
Yeah.
They could if they want, but they probably won't. It's only a half acre, so they'll probably go in and out the front.
Yeah, side visibility restriction.
On the corner.
Stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
On the corner.
All right. Let me just see if anybody for the public, just say anybody for the public, have a comment. Seeing none, bring it back to the board. Any from the board have any further questions about this? I would like to, one quick question. Your proposed building, what is it going to look like? Is it going to be a metal building? Is it going to be stucco? Is it going to match the house?
Yeah, metal building, but it'll have a stucco finish to
okay.
match the house.
Okay.
We are asking for a metal roof instead of tile.
Okay, that's fine. And you're doing stucco on all four sides?
Yes.
Okay. And it's going to match the color of the house. And we will see it from, if you want to flip it around one more time, please. You'll see the side of it. Are you doing anything on the side at all where you see from the streets, which would, I guess it's the south side, I'm assuming, right there on the house, or just straight stucco? Okay.
Maybe a window or two.
Uh-huh.
These three doors actually faced the
Faced
house.
Out, yep. See that. Anyway, we could do any architectural feature on that side of it? Pop out or anything along those lines just to give a little more interest?
No. On the front?
On the side facing the street there.
Oh, okay, the side.
Yes. Any thoughts of that?
Sure, good.
Okay. Something on the side there. Because that's what it looks like, just like that, a big plain.
Right. Yeah.
How
right.
wide is that building?
It is 50.
So it's 50 foot by 15, 16? How tall?
50 by 60. It's 17.
To there?
To here.
So you got 50 by 17, so it's just a big, massive.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So. If you put some windows or something on it to give it a little interest there for the neighborhood, that's something I would think about. But anybody else from the board have anything to say?
No, I think that that's a good idea, just to put something on it to make it look a little more...
architectural feature.
Yes.
Yeah,
just
something
less industrial.
That's not,
yes.
Less industrial.
Yep. If we could do some architectural feature on that side, the other side, the front, you have the doors, which is fine. The other side, nobody's really going to see. And the back side, it goes up to that back wall. So what side of that is that? The south? That's
south
the
side.
South side. Okay, cool.
Right. Is there a door on that already there?
It's a man door.
The man door.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I've never heard it called that before, sorry.
Yeah, what'd you call it?
Human door.
Human door.
Oh.
Versus an animal
door.
Door.
Gotcha.
Got lots of animal doors.
Human door. Okay.
Okay.
We got the dog door, got the horse door.
Right.
We got all kinds of
human
doors.
Door. Okay, there we go.
Human door.
Think for today to learn. Yes. All right, anybody else on the board have a question?
Nope.
Comment. Okay, we want to make a motion. Okay, I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion to approve VS220570. Also approve UC22-052 with the condition that we put architectural features on the south side of the building, whether that be windows, doors, pop-outs, or something around those, and any of staff's conditions. On that. That's.
Hi.
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 Perfect. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Okay, next one is anybody here for the next one? Okay, see you, no one.
Bye.
Really? this is their second extension and they haven't shown up?
No, they don't, they need to, I guess.
Yeah.
They want 2 years, don't they, something like that?
Huh.
Okay, so with that being said.
We've been having extensions of time forever on this thing.
Now, they're definitely not gonna build, I mean, with interest rates and the way the economy's going, it's the last thing.
Well, yeah, the way it was put, well, you all read, it's, you know, it just said that due to circumstances beyond control and all that other stuff.
Can we not vote on it and just?
And so they need another 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, I could build. I could build a casino in 2 years.
I think it just goes straight to BCC anyway.
Okay, so, we just, no vote, nothing?
Yeah, they say they're.
So we'll hold it, do we hold it?
When you guys know about it, if you choose to vote on it, you can, but.
Do we choose to vote or without them being here, or say no, cause it's been a while? What do we think as a board?
Well, the letter in the back says.
I think it's important that you show up for a planned meeting, so that's what I think is important.
Also in the back, it says, due to COVID and cancer health conditions beyond their control, the developers respectfully requesting extension of time for personal health conditions.
COVID is a big scapegoat for everybody nowadays.
Well, did they say cancer though too?
Yeah, they did say cancer, health conditions, correct, they did.
But I think they should have come, somebody, they could have sent somebody.
So.
We're interested enough to be here.
Yes, correct, take good time out, okay, so, everyone make a motion?
To what, deny it or postpone it?
Can we well, we don't postpone, cause it's going to the BCC next, right?
It'll just go, yeah.
Yeah, so can we just?
It'll go and then, well, we have.
We don't have to do.
We don't have, it's going November 2nd.
We don't have to do anything.
I mean, you could hold it if you wanna have, see if they'll come back November 2nd, but we don't have a motion, I mean, it's October 25th.
Can we ju- can we just say we're not gonna vote on the item?
I guess, we've never had this happen.
I know, that's what I meant.
I think we could just move it on down the road.
Yeah, I think at the moment, I make a motion that we let this go to BCC, since they're not here.
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect, alrighty, there is one other item, I think, right? Not agenda item, but.
Yeah, this is just, reviewing last year's budget request, taking public input regarding request for the next fiscal year. The last, item you're gonna have is audio visual equipment.
I like it, you did a good job.
It never happened.
I believe they've ordered it for all the community centers, so.
Okay.
Everybody should be getting new audio visual, hopefully in the next few months.
Awesome.
So, and then take public input regarding next fiscal, so if you guys have anything else that we can notate, we'll put it on the next agenda, we'll review it before it's submitted.
Well, is the audio visual, audio visual gonna give us a?
I requested a way to project it, little microphones for your table, I requested like 5 or 6 things.
We got.
It's more for Dawn to put out.
Two handheld microphones for out here.
Okay.
Tabletop microphones, an overhead projector and a projector screen, that's what I requested.
Nice.
Okay.
That's a setup.
Something we could see.
Yes.
Hear and see. Sometimes so many people in here, you got this one thing and.
Right.
If there was another microphone back there.
Yeah, the key is to see, cause they show it to us, then the audience don't see it, blah, blah, blah. Now, are we talking something big like that?
Yeah.
That it gets blown, hoping, okay.
Then they can see it too, and that way.
I don't know what they ordered, but.
Understood, okay.
So, if you have anything, if that's your main one, if you don't have anything else, we just won't put anything else on the next.
I don't have anything.
I guess a little snack bar or something, yeah.
I've tried that a couple times, I got denied.
Put a vending machine on there.
Vending machine.
But we're not here long enough to use it.
Exactly.
It's the most important one, and it's just.
Actually.
How long have I been doing this now? How many, I don't even know, and it's been the same request.
I know. We have a new manager, a new supervisor, and he's gotten quotes and said he's ordering for all the community centers.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's great.
Cool.
That'd be great.
And you deal with government, so it takes a few years.
You don't want to rush.
Alright, what's next?
I think that's it, anybody have anything new? Nope, comments, nothing, alright, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. You said we have to reapply even if we're in the middle of our term?
Well, the new term will be up, but the new term starts.